Miss Eyre! Oh. You seem lost in a dream.
I was thinking of days past, Mrs. Fairfax.
Oh, how lovely. There's your tea. Now drink it up and I'll light some candles. The room is so dark.
Thank you. Will I have the pleasure of seeing Miss Fairfax tonight?
Miss Fairfax? Oh, you mean Miss Varens. Adele Varens is the name of your future pupil. She is French, you know. Hardly speaks a word of English. There. A little light chases the gloom away.
Oh, the room is so changed. It looks like a fairy palace of fire and snow.
Yes, well, I feel the damp, too. Everything gets damp in apartments that are seldom inhabited, but I do try to keep things in order. Mr. Rochester's visits here are rare, and they're always unexpected, but I do like to be ready for him.
Mr. Rochester, who is he?
The owner of Thornfield. Did you not know he was called Rochester?
I thought Thornfield belonged to you.
To me? Why, bless you, child. What an idea. To be sure, I'm distantly related on the mother's side. But that is nothing to me. I consider myself quite in the light of an ordinary housekeeper.
Is Mr. Rochester a good master?
Oh, his character is unimpeachable, I suppose. Perhaps he is rather peculiar. He has travelled a good deal.
In what?